We have been called unto holiness, not unto uncleanness. This does not seem to be an option for Christians. Well, I don't think I will be concerned with holiness. That's only for the most holy folks. That's only for the priest, the pastor, the vocational minister, or those especially holy people, but not for me. That is not how the Bible puts it. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1. Furthermore, then we beg of you, brothers, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us, how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. For we know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the very strong lust as the Gentiles have, which do not know God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such things, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises not man, but God, who has also given unto us his Holy Spirit. And then we will go to chapter 5, verse 23, where Paul breaks out in a prayer for the people of Thessalonica. And the very God of peace sanctify you entirely. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. You see, Paul was telling the Thessalonians what God's calling is in their life. His calling is to bring them into holiness where they can live with the love of God and the love of others, turning away from sin continually and walking with God in integrity. And it is work that the Holy Spirit does in us, as the Apostle Paul reminds them, faithful is he who calls you into this, for he will do it. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would sanctify me entirely. I pray, O Lord God, that you would fill me with your Spirit, fill me with your love, that I may love you supremely and love others sincerely, and that I may walk in freedom, that I may walk as one who is not bound by sin. Lord God, I give myself to you at this moment to accomplish this, for I know that I cannot accomplish it in my own strength or my own power, for I am weak. But you are strong, and your Spirit will bring holiness to me in my life from this moment on. I believe. In Jesus' name, amen.